Call Back the Past.
And now, over to your editor, Percy Seath.
Thank you, and good evening. The Olympic hymn, sung by the competitors at the 14th Olympiad. Call Back the Past features a retrospective view at the history of the modern Olympic era, with emphasis on South Africa's achievements. Inspired by the conviction of the Baron de Coubertin, the first Olympic Games of the modern era took place after a gap of some 1,500 years. Fittingly, it was held in Athens, where 12 nations competed. The 1900 Olympics held in Paris was overshadowed by the World Exhibition held in that city, and the third Olympiad in St. Louis suffered the same fate, becoming a mere sideshow in the shadow of the World Fair held there. The fourth Olympic Games in 1908 was staged in London, and for the first time, South Africa was represented. Reg Walker won a gold medal for South Africa in the 100 metres, and Charlie Heffernan was awarded a silver medal for coming second in the marathon. But there was drama in that race, as Bertie Phillips, who represented South Africa at that Olympiad, recalled.
That was a sensational race, that was that marathon. Orlando, the Italian, came into the stadium first.
Yes.
He collapsed. He couldn't finish, and unfortunately for him, a couple of enthusiasts ran, picked him up, and pushed him along. Well, he got over the line, and somebody complained, and he was disqualified because he hadn't gone across the line himself. He'd been assisted.
In actual fact, Heffernan had run third.
He was given second position.
It was the marathon again in which South Africa triumphed at the next Olympics of 1912 at Stockholm. Running first into the arena was Kenneth MacArthur, followed by another South African, Chris Gitson, to earn gold and silver medals for their country, while Rudolf Lewis was awarded a gold medal for cycling. Tennis was an Olympic sport in 1912, and South Africa's C.L. Winslow defeated his countryman H.A. Kitson in the men's singles and then teamed up with him for a gold medal in the doubles. The Olympics of 1916 were shelved because of the First World War. And in 1920, when the Games were resumed in Antwerp, the defeated Central European countries were not represented. Again, South Africa's small team distinguished itself with gold medals for Clarence Walker in boxing, Al Raymond in tennis, and for Bevel Rudd in the 400 metres, as well as a silver medal for the 4x400 metres relay team, of which Clarence Oldfield was a member. He recalled,
Bevel Rudd was competing. He was first string of, naturally, and he won the event at that 1920 Games.
He got a gold medal. You got a silver medal, didn't you, for the relay?
I was in the same team as Bevel, Jock Oosterlap, Henry Daffel, and we ran second to Great Britain.
In the relay?
1600 metre relay.
By 1924, the Games had grown to welcome representatives from 44 countries. Once again, Paris was the venue, and the hero, Finland's Paavo Nurmi, with 5 gold medals. Swimming was dominated by American Johnny Weissmuller, later to achieve further fame as Tarzan of the movies. Bantamweight boxer Willie Smith won a gold medal for South Africa, and South African Sid Atkinson earned a silver medal for the 110-meter hurdles, a performance he was to improve on at the 9th Olympiad, held in 1928 at Amsterdam. In the race were 3 crack American hurdlers. South Africa's first string was actually George Wakeman Smith, but his chances were reduced when he drew an inside lane. The eventual winner, teammate Sid Atkinson, recalled.
He was favourite, being, well, you see, the day previous he'd put up a world's record. And when he came to the final, we drew position as usual, And he unfortunately drew number one.
Was that the inside lane?
That was the inside lane. Prior to our race, of course, there was a 10,000 metre and 3,000 metre, which had churned up the track. And we thought it was only fairness to George, in a way, that the track should be moved another lane towards the stand.
Did they do this?
They did not do it because they were behind time. And George says to me, he says, well, Sid, you've got to split these Yanks.
In the name of the President of the United States, I proclaim open the Olympic Games of Los Angeles, celebrating the 10th Olympiad of the modern...
The Games of 1932 were held in Los Angeles and marked the first swimming medal for South Africa as Jenny McCall swam third in the 400 meters freestyle. Another lady, Marjorie Clark, also earned a bronze medal for the 80 meters hurdles, but it was at boxing that the Springboks really excelled. Bantamweight Harry Isaacs won a bronze medal, and golds went to light heavyweight Carstens and lightweight Laurie Stevens.
Well, perhaps I was just one of the lucky ones, but in my own mind, I think it was that I was always taught that attack is the best defense. Hence, I was always going in, and I think taking less punishment that way than the other.
Ich verkünde die Spiele von Berlin zur Feier der ersten Olympiade neuer Zeitrechnung als eröffnet.
Adolf Hitler opening the 1936 Olympic Games held in Berlin. South Africa had to be satisfied with a single silver medal as Charles Catterall reached the final of the featherweight boxing division. Undoubted hero of the Berlin Olympiad was the black American sprinter Jesse Owens, a four gold medal winner. With the commentary of Ted Husing in the background, Jesse Owens recalled his win in the 100 meters.
The wind is blowing here, a little bit chilling. Well said. The 1,000 are away and Jesse Owens comes out of there with Ralph Metcalf.
It was a neck and neck for 50 yards. Ralph Metcalf of Marquette University was leading the field at the 70-yard mark. And from the 70 to the 90, Ralph and I ran neck and neck.
Jesse Owens starts moving. He's a yard or two out in front. Metcalf is coming second up on him. It's Owens, Metcalf, and Ozendorf. Metcalf came in second. Ozendorf third. And
for some unknown reason, I beat Ralph Metcalf of Marquette University in this most historic event.
Once again, a war intervened, and it was not until 1948... when the games were resumed in London. Heroes of the 1948 games were the Netherlands' Fanny Blankers-Koen with four gold medals, Czechoslovakia's Emil Zatopek, and the American Bob Matthias, who won the decathlon. Again, South African boxers were amongst the medals. Gerald Dreyer was one of them.
We had a full team that year, eight members in the team. How did you fare personally? Well, I won the lightweight title that year. George Hunter won a gold medal, and he also won the Val Barker Cup for the best boxer at the games that year. Dennis Shepard won a bronze medal that year.
That means he was a semi-finalist?
That's right, yes.
And as a whole, the team of eight boxers, I think, must have done about the best that any boxing team had ever done at the Olympic Games.
I couldn't say for sure, but I imagine they did, yes. I think that was the best year we've had.
1952 saw the Olympics at Helsinki, where once again, Emil Zatopek captured the crowd's imagination. South African cyclists collected two silvers and two bronze medals, and the boxers again did well with a silver and three bronzes. But as far as the South Africans were concerned, it was ladies' year. Joan Harrison stroked her way to a gold medal in the swimming pool, while on the track, Daphne Hasenjager came second in the 100 metres. In the high jump, it was a gold medal for Esther Brandt.
Yes, well, then three went out together, and the three of us were left, the English girl and the Russian girl and myself. And I was lucky to jump last. And then the Russian girl fell out, and then it was only myself and the English girl, and she was the world record holder at the moment. You know, I just thought, oh, well, I didn't have any chance, and I was terribly glad to be second. And then she failed, and I cleared.
As it turned out, that was the last gold medal won by South Africa at an Olympic Games. In 1956 at Melbourne, the South African women's 4x100-meter freestyle swimming team won a bronze medal, as did the cycling team of Estman and Swift, and boxers Henry Lobsher and Daniel Becker. Heavyweight Becker was back again for the 1960 Games in Rome, to win the very last silver medal for South Africa before politics put this country out of Olympic competition.
There's not more than half a minute to go in this fight. Siegmund wipes his nose with his glove, tries to come up from knockout mode. That's the only thing I think that will save him as far as this doubt is concerned. Siegmund's round this one. I don't know if it's enough to make up. Siegmund with a left of face, as Becker's staggering a little. But Jürgen Becker taking him, and he's slapping him once, and he's slapping him twice, and we're near the end of the third round. And they nailed into a clinch and out of a clinch. Becker tries to lift his toe past Siegmund's right cheek. And now the end of the line is just about here. And there is the final gong. The gong has just gone in the fight. And now we'll have to wait for the decision. In my humble opinion, whatever Siegmund made up in the third round, Becker had a sufficient leeway in the first two rounds to ensure that he'd be the winner. The referee, Mr. Spasijovic of Great Britain, has handed the cards to the five judges. We'll hear the result in a moment. I think there must be a bit of anxiety in the South African team, so I think that Becker won. The chief judge has handed it over. Attention, the result is being announced.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.